Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Nana kapristam nacha prarameshtam. Nana kapristam nacha parameshtam. Nasa vapomang narasadhipatyam. Nasa vapomang narasadhipatyam. Na yoga siddhir apunana bhavam va. Na yoga siddhir apunar bhavam va. Samang jasatva viraya kankshe. Samang jasatva Viharaya Kangshi. Nanaka Pristang Nacha Paramestyam. Nasavabomam Narasadipatyam. Nayoga Siddhira Punabhavamba. Samang chasatva viharaya kangshe. Nana kapristang nacha paramestyam. Nasa vabhomang narasadipatyam. Na yoga siddhir apunar bhavam va. Samang jasatva viharaya kangshe. Nanaka pristam nacha paramestyam. Nasa vabhomang nasaradipatyam. Na yoga siddhir apunar bhavam va. Samang jasatva viharaya kangshe. Nanaka pristam nacha paramestyam. Nasa vabhomam nasaradipatyam. Nayoga siddhira punar bhavam va. Samam jasatva viharaya kangshe. Nanaka pristam nacha paramestyam. Nasaravomam nasaradipatyam. Nayoga siddhira punarbhavangva. Samang jasatva viharaya kangshe. Samang jasatta viharaya kangshe. Ladies. Na. Not. Na kapristam. The heavenly planets are Dhruvaloka. Na. Nor. Cha. Also. Paramestyam. The planet on which Lord Brahma resides. Na, nor, sarvabhaumam, sovereignty of the whole earthly planetary system. Na, nor, rasa adipatyam, sovereignty of the lower planetary systems. Na, nor, yoga siddhi, eight kinds of mystic yoga power. Anima, lagima, mahima, etc. Apunabhavam, liberation from rebirth in a material body. Va, or, samanjasa, O source of all opportunities. Twa, you, virahaya, being separated from. Kangshe, I desire. O my Lord, source of all opportunities, I do not desire to enjoy in Dhruvaloka, the heavenly planets, or the planet where Lord Brahma resides, nor do I want to be the supreme ruler of all the earthly planets or the lower planetary systems. I do not desire to be master of the powers of mystic yoga, nor do I want liberation if I have to give up your lotus feet. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. A pure devotee never desires to gain material opportunities by rendering transcendental loving service to the Lord. A pure devotee desires only to engage in loving service to the Lord, in the constant association of the Lord and His eternal associates. As stated in the previous verse, dasanudaso bhavit dasmi, as confirmed by Narottam Das Thakur, Tadaran charan sevi bhakta sanivas janame hoy e habilash. To serve the Lord and the servants of His servants in the association of devotees is the only objective of a pure, unalloyed devotee. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukam Kuroti Vachalum Pangum Langayate Grim Yat Kripa Taraham Bande Shri Guru Dinatarnam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanyeshwaram. So these are prayers that are being offered by Vritrasur. Vritrasur is, as we can see, a pure devotee. Regardless of the material circumstance he was in, having been born as a demon, still he was a pure devotee of the Lord. And he's describing here his what he wants or what he doesn't want. So he's not interested to be in the highest planet, Dhruvaloka. Dhruvaloka is the highest planet. It's at the center of the universe. Dhruva Maharaj resides there. The Lord also resides there. Nor is Dhritarasura interested in the living in the heavenly planets. Nor even the planet of Lord Brahma, Parameshtyam. Lord Brahma, his planet is one of the higher planetary systems. So Dhritarasura, he's not interested in staying there either. We see that many persons, they're interested. They're very much interested to go to the heavenly planets. And they work in such a way, following the Vedic prescriptions, so that they can attain the heavenly planets. But the devotees of the Lord, they're the pure devotees, they're not interested in the heavenly planets. Because they see the heavenly planets, although there's material enjoyment, higher material enjoyment in the heavenly planets. The women are more beautiful. Everything is much more opulent than this earthly planet. Here there's, there's suffering and there's enjoyment. And it's about 50-50. 50% of the time you're suffering, 50% of the time you have some enjoyment, so-called enjoyment, pleasure for the senses. But in the heavenly planets, it's more like 80-20 or 90-10. 90% enjoyment, 10% some difficulties. Even Indra, he's got difficulties. It's not that Indra, the king of the heavenly planets, doesn't have problems. Once in a while his position becomes threatened by some powerful entity. So he gets an anxiety. He's going to lose his post. He's a devotee, Indra. Krishna protects him. He goes out of his way to protect Indra because he's a devotee. But Indra's not a pure devotee. He has other desires. Desires for enjoyment. He knows that Krishna is the supreme. He knows that Krishna is the goal of life. But he also has this other program, thinking that I'll enjoy in this world, in the heavenly planets, as the king of heaven. He knows the Vedic prescriptions. He performs yajñas very carefully with all the best brahmins. But he's not on the level of devotion of a pure devotee of Krishna. One may perform devotional service with the idea of getting some material benefits. And certainly one who performs devotional service may obtain some material benefits by that devotional service. This is certainly not the goal of pure devotional service, of devotional service. The goal of devotional service is pure devotion, unalloyed, right? Unalloyed devotion. Unalloyed. You know, this is kind of, it's a word that Prabhupada coined. Not coined. Yeah, I think he coined that word, unalloyed. It's his word, if I'm not mistaken. Huh? Because Brahmananda explains, Srila Prabhupada was in New York on a morning walk, and they went down to the pier for walking on the ocean side. I think it's not the ocean, it's the Hudson River or something in Manhattan. But they have the big boats because from there, from the Hudson River, they can go out to the ocean. So there was this sign, Alloyed Shipping. Alloyed Shipping. And Srila Prabhupada said, alloyed. Alloyed means a mixture. A mixture of different things. Like they have metals that are alloys, right? Little zinc, little steel, and what do you get? Stainless steel, right? And aluminum, as they say in America, aluminum, is a combination of different metals. It's an alloy, right? A mixture. But Srila Prabhupada said, pure devotional service is unalloyed. Unalloyed means no mixing, no mixture. It's pure. Right? Like there's gold, there's 18 karat gold, 10 karat gold, 24 karat gold means without anything else. Huh? Gold is a very soft metal. So sometimes the jewelers, they put in other metals to make it more strong, right? And also to make it more cheaper. But pure gold is 24 karat without anything else mixed inside. So pure devotional service is without any mixture of any other thing. Without any other desire. The living entity comes into this material world because of so many desires. Desires, right? The desire to be very powerful. The desire to control. Who's the most powerful? Who's the biggest controller? Krishna. But the conditioned soul sees that Krishna is so powerful and is controlling everything. And he thinks, well, I can also have some power. I can also control something. Huh? And as soon as that thought comes, he's in the material world. It's envy. In the material world, everyone is envious of everyone else. Right? I'm envious of you, you're envious of me, that's the material world. The living entity comes here to try to enjoy. To try to control. And Krishna makes this world just so that the living entity can try to control and try to enjoy on his own. So Krishna goes to the background as a Paramatma and he says, okay, give it a try. Go to the material world. I'll go with you, but I won't get in your way. I'll be there as the Paramatma, and you see what you can do. So the living entity, forgetting his relationship with Krishna, forgetting the love that Krishna, the Supreme Lord, has for him, he comes to the material world and tries to enjoy in various ways. And sometimes the living entity is in the heavenly planets. Sometimes he's in the lower planetary system. Sometimes in this earthly planetary system, going up and down. Sometimes in the body of Lord Brahma, Parameshtam. And sometimes in the body of the worm and stool. But the mentality is always the same, trying to enjoy, trying to control. So, pure devotional service is without this desire, free from this desire of working hard, getting some result, and trying to enjoy that result. Whether it's the heavenly planets, this earthly planets, the business of the living entities who are conditioned by the modes of material nature are the same. They're working hard to try to enjoy. But here we see that Vritrasur, he's not interested to be in the heavenly planets where there's a high level of enjoyment. He's not interested to be the controller of the earthly planets or the lower planets. He's not even interested in the yoga siddhis. Yoga siddhis. There's eight kinds of mystic yoga siddhis. Anima, lagima, mahima, etc. Becoming bigger. Becoming smaller. To try to manipulate the material elements. To be able to control the minds of others. These are yogic powers. And the yogis, they perform sadhana, mystic yoga practice, so they can attain these powers. Right? They have various siddhis or perfections that they develop by their yogic practice. Srila Prabhupada tells a story about one yogi was there, and he had some followers. Right? So he asked his follower, "What would you like?" This was in Calcutta. "So I'd like to have some pomegranates from Afghanistan." So that yogi said, "Okay, go in the next room." And he went in the next room, and there were pomegranates from Afghanistan. It's called Prapti Siddhi. They can just make it manifest by their siddhic perfection. But these don't come easy. One has to work hard, right? To obtain such perfections. Unless you're born in the heavenly planets. The demigods, without extraneous effort, they have all these yogic powers. They can move around at their will. Right? Like Devarshi Narad. He goes wherever he likes. Doesn't need a visa. He doesn't need a ticket. Right? He just goes. Right? But here we see Vritrasura, he's not interested in that. He doesn't want that. No. He's not even interested in liberation if it means that he has to give up the lotus feet of the Lord. Many times the Mayavadis, they're interested in liberation. And even sometimes chant the holy name. They observe the regulator principles in Kartik. Sometimes they go to Vrindavan, Niyamas, they call it, and perform rules and regulations, right? But what's their goal? Their goal is that they want to give up all these things and merge into the oneness. Right? Merge into the Brahma-jyoti. Give up their individual identity, which they think is Maya, and merge into the identity of the quote-unquote Supreme. But for the devotee of the Lord, they're not interested in such sayujya mukti. They think it's hellish. Why? The devotee wants to maintain his identity so that he can serve. He doesn't want to consider that he's one with the Lord. He's the humble servant of the Lord. Right? He wants to do something for the Lord's pleasure. That requires a separation of identity. The devotee thinks, you, my dear Lord, are great, very great, and I'm insignificant. Let me do something for your pleasure. This is the pure devotee's mentality. Without any expectation of something in return. Many times we'll think, well, I've done so much devotional service, I deserve this facility or that facility. But that's like doing business. You're doing business with Krishna. Krishna, I'm doing this service, so I expect this in return. It's making Krishna one's order supplier. One for Krishna, one for me. One for Krishna, one for me. If you count the Lakshmi on Monday, it's not proper. Okay, I'm counting Lakshmi. Okay, 1 rupee for Krishna, 1 rupee for me. Can you do that? No, you can't do that. It's everything for Krishna. And by that, the devotee gets everything. Gives everything to Krishna and the devotee gets everything. He doesn't need or want anything. So how can we come to that platform? So here this Prabhupada mentions in the purport, a pure devotee desires only to engage in loving service to the Lord in the constant association of the Lord and His eternal associates, as stated in the previous verse. And then further Prabhupada cites from the song of Narottam Das Thakur, Tandaran Charan Sevi, Bhakta Sanevas, Janame Janame Hoy, E Abilas. To render service to the feet of the devotees. To render devotional service to the Lord in association with the devotees. Then it'll become possible to come to the point of only desiring to serve Krishna, nothing else. And then Prabhupada says, to serve the Lord and the servants of His servants in the association of devotees is the only objective of a pure, unalloyed devotee. So there are many examples here in Srimad Bhagavatam, Vritrasura, Prahlad Maharaj, of pure devotees that only desire service to Krishna. Anya bilasita shunyam gyanadikamadi anavritam anukulyena krishnana sivanam bhaktam uttamam. The pure devotional service without any tinge of desire for fruitive activities or mental speculation. It's not a very easy thing to attain. Pure devotional service is very rare. It's like the example given that if you're the likelihood of devotional service, pure devotional service, is like a piece of wood. The likelihood of a piece of wood floating on the ocean that has a hole in it, and having a turtle come from the bottom of the ocean and having his head come right through that hole in the piece of the wood. You know? In other words, the point is it's very rare. But it's the goal. One devotee said, pure devotional service, I'm not trying for pure devotional service, I'm just trying to get to the heavenly planets. So one should not become detoured or diverted from the goal. We're here for that thing, pure devotional service. The great devotees of the Lord, they're interested in pure devotional service. Why? Because it's a whole ocean. It's an ocean of nectar. It's an ocean of bliss. The other day we had the 12-hour kirtan. Everybody was chanting the holy name and experiencing the bliss. Devotees were saying, oh, this is like Vrindavan. This is so nice. So the pure devotees know that this pure devotional service is an ocean of bliss. They're actually kind of lusty for the bliss, for the ecstasy, for that ocean of nectar. So they see all these other things, you know, elevation to the heavenly planets, sovereignty in this world, being powerful in this world, right? Having a big post, right? Being a department head, having some check signing. It's like ditch water. It's like water in the ditch, right? It's not attractive to them. Right? What's attractive to them is the ocean of nectar. So why should we substitute that ocean of nectar for ditch water? If you had your choice, just like on the appearance day, Janmashtami, Radhashtami, so many nice substances are poured over the forms of Krishna and Radha, and we have the Charnamrita. So somebody brings you a pot of Charnamrita, and they bring you a pot of dishwater, right? What would you rather drink? Right? Naturally, the Charnamrita. Why? Because it's nectar. It tastes like nectar. Who would go for ditch water? Water that's available in the Nala. Yeah. Nobody would care for that. Right? But every day, every moment, we don't go for Krishna. We don't keep our minds focused on the lotus feet of Krishna, on Krishna's holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. when we don't keep ourselves focused on our devotional service, we're drinking the ditch water. Not only we're drinking, we're thinking, oh, this is very nice, this ditch water. Huh? We're talking about another devotee. What devotee aisa hai? Bada bada nahi hai. Ditch water. We're thinking about, you know, our families, what's going on back at the back in our house. Ditch water. So many diversions are there for the aspirant devotee. And what's unfortunate is we can't even tell that it's ditch water. We don't even know. We think it's nectar. Why? Because we don't have that taste continuously. Sometimes we get a glimpse. Sometimes we get a glimpse. But we're not fixed in it. We're not nishta, firmly fixed in that, in the goal. So these prayers are here by Vritrasura so that we can appreciate what a pure devotee's mentality is. And we can see where we are not so that we can go towards the goal. Right? If you want to go somewhere, if you want to be somewhere, you first of all have to understand where it is that you want to go. If you want to go to Delhi, you kind of got to know where it is and how to get there and want to go. Once you've made up your mind that you want to go to Delhi, then you can think, okay, I got to get a ticket. I got to take these things with me, right? In the same way, these verses are here so that we can understand what is the goal. And we want to go there. Right? Here's a verse by Prahlad Maharaj. He's preaching to his friends. My dear friends, O sons of the demons, you cannot please the Supreme Personality of Godhead by becoming perfect brahmanas, demigods, or great saints, or by becoming perfectly good in etiquette or vast learning. None of these qualifications can awaken the pleasure of the Lord, nor by charity, austerity, sacrifice, cleanliness, or vows can one satisfy the Lord. The Lord is pleased only if one has unflinching, unalloyed devotion to Him. Without sincere devotional service, everything is simply a show. Should I read the purport? Would you like to hear the purport? Prahlad Maharaj concludes that one can become perfect by serving the Supreme Lord sincerely by all means. Material elevation to life as a Brahmin, demigod, rishi, and so on are not causes for developing love of Godhead. But if one sincerely engages in the service of the Lord, his Krishna consciousness is complete. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, text 30. Api chet sudaracharo pachate mam ananyabak sadhureva samantavya samyag vavastito hisaha. Even if one commits the most abominable actions, if he's engaged in devotional service, he's to be considered saintly because he's properly situated. To develop unalloyed love for Krishna is the perfection of life. Other processes may be helpful, but if one does not develop his love for Krishna, these other processes are simply a waste of time. Dharma swanustita pungsa vishvakshena katasuyat notpadayad yadiratim shrama evahi kevalam. Duties executed by men, regardless of occupation, are only so much useless labor if they do not provoke attraction for the message of the Supreme Lord. Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, Chapter 2, Text Number 8. The test of perfection is one's unalloyed devotion to the Lord. So this is the test of, you know, our sadhana bhakti. If we have love for Krishna and nothing else matters, you may be the best speaker, the best kirtanier, the whatever it is, the best manager. But what are those things if you don't have love for Krishna? This is the goal. So Rupa Goswami says, don't do everything which is favorable to reach this goal. Accept it, whatever it is. Reject everything that's unfavorable towards reaching this goal. This is the guiding principle for reaching the point of unalloyed devotional service, pure devotional service, without which everything else is simply a waste of time. One other verse. Nothing is unobtainable for devotees who have satisfied the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the cause of all causes, the original source of everything. The Lord is the reservoir of unlimited spiritual qualities. For devotees, therefore, who are transcendental to the modes of material nature, what is the use of following the principles of religion, economic development, sense gratification, and liberation, which are all automatically obtainable under the influence of the modes of nature? We devotees always glorify the lotus feet of the Lord, and therefore we need not ask for anything in terms of dharma, kam, artha, and moksha. This is Prahlad Maharaj preaching to his classmates, his demoniac classmates. So generally, you know, this is what people want to be religious. Why do they want to be religious? They want to be religious because they'll earn money. They'll get some wealth by that, by following religious principles. Dharma, what comes? Artha. If you have artha, some wealth, some opulence, what can you do? You can have kama, right? Sense gratification. And when you get frustrated with it all, then you can have moksha. So this cycle, dharma, artha, kama, moksha, people are following that. But pure devotees, they're not interested in following that. All the results of religiosity, all the results of opulences and sense gratification and ultimate liberation, it all comes to the pure devotees. They don't even have to think about it. Prahlad Maharaj didn't even know how his body was working. The body was working, but he had no sense of it. Eating, sleeping, all that was going on, but his only sense was the lotus feet of the Lord. His mind was locked in like a bumblebee. A bumblebee, what is it? It just goes for the flower, goes for the nectar, goes for the pollen of the flower. It's not concerned with anything else. So the mind of Prahlad and pure devotees is like that. They only go for the nectar. They only go for the lotus feet of the Lord. They're not concerned with anything else. Vritrasura was on this platform also. So we also should aspire for that platform. But it can't come just by business as usual attitude. One has to really want it. There has to be a lolium for that. What does lolium mean? Eagerness. Yeah, greed, eagerness. Prabhupada said, just like a businessman, he takes every opportunity to make a buck. Right? He sees everything. Right? Somebody walks by clay pots and they think, oh, clay pots. A businessman walks by clay pots and he thinks, oh, I can sell those clay pots, I can make some money. Or I can use those clay pots in such a way to make... A businessman, he thinks like that. So the devotee of the Lord, who has the goal of pure devotional service fixed in his mind, takes every opportunity and everything that comes his way as a chance to get closer towards the goal of pure devotional service. Having unalloyed pure devotional service. Devotees that have this, but they don't need anything to, they don't need to struggle for dharma, kam, artha, all these things come forward. Materialistic persons are struggling so hard for all these things. But for the devotees, they just come. Therefore, it's advised that one not waste one time, even one second, for anything else except that the param shrestham, the highest thing, which we've already been given. We've already been given the highest thing, the holy name. There's nothing higher than that. Right? It's like somebody goes to the university, but they're trying to get that certificate. Right? The certificate. But we've already been given the certificate. Right? The spiritual master has said, here's the holy name. Chant 16 rounds, minimum. Nam Shrestham. The highest. Why is the holy name the highest thing? Shouldn't I become a good lecturer and impress 10,000 people in the pandal? Isn't that the highest thing? Right? Shouldn't I be able to make 100 college students into devotees? Yes, all those things are good. But how do they come? By appreciating what we've already got, which is the holy name of Krishna. What is the power of the holy name? It can take us from being alloyed devotees, means having so many things within the heart, so many desires within the heart, can take us to being unalloyed devotees of the Lord. Right? And even beyond that, by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it can take us to Goloka. Right? We want to associate with devotees that are on the platform of Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Mai, the cowherd boys, the gopis, and all the inhabitants of Braj. That's what the name can do. Right? Cheto Darpana Marjana means, yes, it takes us off, cleans all the ways, all the material desires, it burns them out, it fries them up, But not only that, the holy name which we have been given so kindly by the spiritual master can take us all the way to Goloka, which is where we want to go as followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Raghunath Das Goswami says in his Manasiksha, shun the idea of going to Vaikuntha. Give it up. Only go for Goloka. Why? Because we're devotees of Krishna. Right? We want to go to Krishna Loka. And we've already been given the facility to do that through the chanting of the holy name. And Srila Prabhupada has given us the benediction that if we stay in association with the devotees, if we try to push on Lord Chaitanya's movement, if we sincerely chant, try to chant without offense, then in this very lifetime, we can reach the goal. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Yes?
It is said that once a person becomes pure devotee, he has to take birth in a planet where Krishna is presently performing his lila in the womb of the gopi there. And after Krishna winds up his lila and enters Goloka again, that time that pure devotee will accompany him and settle in Goloka. So there is no direct flight to Goloka. We are saying go back to Godhead. But there is one via media, and passing through that only one can reach Goloka. What is your comments about this?
Is there any difference in the Goloka that's in the spiritual world or the Goloka where Krishna performs his pastimes in this Bhoma Vrindavan? Is there some difference?
It can't be called Goloka proper. It's a material, it is a material planet.
It all depends upon the eyes of the beholder. The Sanatan Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Jiva Goswami, they didn't see any difference. They saw it the same. In its full Chintamani Ras, they were absorbed. They didn't see any difference.
The Prabhupada Ji also said that I will take you from the back door of Goloka. So that means one has to skip that one more incarnation in the planet where Krishna is performing his lila.
You know, that's explained there so that one can get properly trained up. Krishna has his transcendental road show. And in that, when he comes down from the spiritual world and displays his pastimes in this earthly planet, yeah, many living entities can take that facility of being born at that time, and they get further training how to live in the spiritual world. Right? Everything requires training, so that facility is there for training.
Okay. And Prabhupada also said that most of my disciples will be able to enter heaven only while he was living. He said, particularly to Western devotees, that they will be able to reach heaven. They will qualify for heaven only.
So?
Yeah, I have read it.
Yeah.
I have heard it also.
Right.
So, instead of going back to Godhead, he said that this...
Well, I think that was the point of the class.
Huh?
That was the point of my class. Don't get waylaid. Don't be diverted. Keep the goal focused. That was the point of the class. Yes, it will happen. Because we become attracted by all these opulent things. Other planetary systems. But be careful. Don't become diverted. You have to chant the holy name purely. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. If you chant with offense, then yeah, you'll just make it to the heavenly planets. If you chant Nama Bas, then you'll get liberation. But only if you chant purely can you enter into the abode of the Lord.
Krishna, इस भगवद गीता में भगवान बता रहे हैं कि सुचिनाम श्रीमताम गेहे जुगभ्रष्ट विजाय थे. कोई व्यक्ति भक्ति अधूरा हो गया तो नेक्स्ट लाइफ कोई वैष्णव परिवार में नहीं तो धनाढ्य परिवार जन्म होगा. लेकिन यहाँ पे प्रभुपाद सोसाइटी में कोई नाम अपराध कर रहा है, सेवा अपराध, धाम अपराध, वैष्णव अपराध, दूसरे भक्तों को कष्ट दे रहा है और एंटर लाइफ प्रभुपाद सोसाइटी में रह गया तो उसका नेक्स्ट लाइफ क्या होगा? सेवा अपराध भी हो रहा है, नाम अपराध भी हो, दूसरे भक्तों को कष्ट दे रहा है एवं प्रभुपाद सोसाइटी में एंटर लाइफ रहे है तो उसका नेक्स्ट लाइफ क्या होगा?
It just depends on the arrangement of Krishna. If Krishna never forgets his devotees, Krishna never forgets the service that a devotee does. And whatever Krishna does with his devotees is for the good of that devotee. That's one of the mentalities of a pure devotee. Whatever happens to him, he knows that this is something that Krishna is giving me for my own good. Even if in a material sense it looks like something undesirable, like a disease or something. He loses all his money. Srila Prabhupada had a desire to make a lot of money and spread Krishna consciousness, but his business failed. He became destitute. But later he could understand this was the arrangement of Krishna so that he would go to America and spread the Krishna consciousness movement. So a devotee sees like that. Now, as far as what happens in the next life of a devotee, that, well, Prabhupada said, first of all, try to make this your last life. Finish your business in this life. Right? So that you don't have to take birth again in this material world. But even if one doesn't finish one's business, because one's rendered devotional service, one's tried one's best to serve Krishna, Krishna will take care. Right? Krishna will take care. Srila Prabhupada even explained that, he told Tamal Krishna Maharaj, that even if a devotee isn't free from all, it says in the Shastra, unless you're free of all material desires, you can't go back home. You can't go back to Godhead. It's not possible. But if one tries to push on this Krishna consciousness movement, and one continuously makes that effort, Srila Prabhupada said that Lord Chaitanya will personally come down and take that devotee back to Godhead. Because this is Lord Chaitanya's movement, and Lord Chaitanya is extremely merciful and extremely affectionate to his devotees. Look at Haridas Thakur. He wanted to leave before Mahaprabhu. Right? And Lord Chaitanya didn't want him to leave. He didn't want him to leave. He said, Haridas, whatever happiness I have in this world is by your association. How can you leave me? And Haridas said, my dear Lord, please, don't create an illusion here. you have so many devotees that have so many wonderful qualities. They're all fit to sit on my head. So give me this one desire. So Haridas Thakur left his body by his own sweet will. And Lord Chaitanya took his very body and danced with that body, bathed it in the ocean, and then placed the body in samadhi by the ocean. And then he personally went to the market and begged Jagannath Mahaprasadam to distribute in celebration of Thakur Haridas's disappearance. Right? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, see, because Haridas wanted to leave, even I couldn't stop him. So Krishnadas Kaviraj says, just see the amazing love that the Lord has for his devotees. Amazing things. Haridas Thakur took Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet, put him on his chest, and said, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, and left the world. So, by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, anything is obtainable. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes out of his way to protect his followers. He won't leave them. That's why we chant, Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinda. So why should we worry? Just like the kitten. The kitten is in the mouth of its mother. And the kitten is thinking everything is fine. So if we keep ourselves fixed up at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, worshipping him and trying to spread his mission, we have nothing to worry about. Everything will be taken care of. Any other questions? Okay, thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bhava.